Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord Jehovah is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresees the evil, and hides himself, but the simple-minded pass on, and are punished. By humility and the fear, reverence of the Lord Jehovah are riches, and honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse, he who keeps his soul will be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows sin will reap vanity, and the rod of his anger will fail. He who has a bountiful eye will be blessed, because he gives of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention will go out. Yes, strife and reproach will cease. He who loves pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord Jehovah preserve knowledge, and he overthrows the words of the sinner. The lazy man says, "There is a lion outside, I will be killed in the streets." The mouth of strange women, prostitute, unbeliever, is a deep pit. He who is despised by the Lord Jehovah will fall into it. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he who gives to the rich, will surely come to want. Bow down your ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. Because it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, they will all be fixed in your lips. That your trust may be in the Lord Jehovah, I have made known to you this day, even to you. Have I not written to you excellent things in counsels and knowledge? That I might cause you to know the certainty of the words of truth, that you might answer the words of truth to those who sent to you. Do not rob the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. Because the Lord Jehovah will plead their cause, and spoil the soul of those who spoiled them. Make no friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man you shall not go. Lest you learn his ways, and get a snare to your soul. Do not be one of those who shake hands, or of those who are pledges for debts. If you have nothing to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Do not remove the ancient landmark, which your fathers have set. Do you see a man diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men.